beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
For movie buffs, there can be no greater insight into the craft of filmmaking than the director or actor commentary version of the flick. Inevitably, the best part of any DVD or Blu-ray movie extras, aside from the outtake reels and deleted scenes, is the movie from start to finish with running commentary on each scene, plot lines, and character development. But wait a sec. What the heck am I talking about? Who watches DVDs or Blu-rays anymore? Movies are either rented on demand from your cable provider or more likely viewed on ill-gotten Netflix or YouTubed for free. Sales of physical discs fell 10.9% in 2014, 12% in 2015, and continue to freefall. And many of the special features used to market discs are not being picked up or used by major streaming services. And like I say, that's a doggone shame because there have been some doozies. Take the sci-fi, easy on the sci, heavy on the fi, epic blockbuster Armageddon, where Bruce Willis and his team of oil riggers saved the world by nuking an approaching asteroid. Ben Affleck was asked to do the movie commentary version, and in turn he asked director Michael Bay, why would it be easier to train oil drillers to be astronauts than to train astronauts to be drillers? That's when Bay told him to shut the F up. You don't get that in the G-rated cut. Harry Shearer, Christopher Guest, and Michael McKean did a commentary version of their mockumentary This is Spinal Tap without breaking character. It's almost as funny as the movie itself. The Lord of the Rings trilogy special box edition contains not only commentaries from director Peter Jackson, but from the design crew, production crew, and each of the film's major actors. With these resources, the superfan or film student could end up knowing more about the movies than the stars themselves. If you're obsessed with a movie, chances are, if you search YouTube, torrents, and services like Riff Tracks, you may still find commentary renditions of it. But those odds are shrinking, along with people's physical film libraries. My name is Cal Coat. Our library of great global grooves grows bigger and bigger every week. Here are fresh spins from Mexico City's Los de Abajo spinoff Libertarian. And to start, Warsaw Village Band Orchestra with a fresh single from Argentina's Festival de Afrobeat compilation. It's if you're ready for World Beat Canada.
Will never be yours. for you, I would not. What would you do if you were me? My shoes would never be yours. If I were you, I would do so. If I were you, I would not. What would you do if you were me? My shoes will never be yours. If I were you, I would do so. If I were you, I would not. What would you do if you were me? My shoes will never be yours.
Hi, this is Libertarán, and I say no borders, no a los muros, no boundaries. Esto es una free range radio del World Beat Canadá.
Extraviado casi al delirar. Miro con urgencia todas esas pistas que todo este tiempo me has querido dar. Y quiero estar iluminado por las pistas que me das con tu voz y tu magia angelical y no me voy.
Best of Libertarian and Apuntando al Cielo, or Pointing to the Sky. Astronomers are flipping out over the recent discovery captured by their telescopes pointing toward the sky, finding seven possibly habitable planets around a single star in the constellation Aquarius. I think that's very cool. From Guelph, Ontario, audio mastermind Echo Deck, a.k.a. Andrew McPherson, is at it again. He has remixed several tracks by Lenka Lichtenberg, who is a singer from Ontario of Czech Jewish heritage, and they call the project, and this is clever, Lenko Deck. The remix collection is called Open My Ears, and we're going to hear Open My Eyes, another debut for you from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
March 12th at the St. James Hall, Sharon Shannon is an Irish musician best known for her work with the accordion and for her fiddle technique. She also plays the tin whistle and the melodeon. This is a Rogue Folk 30th anniversary concert. In May of 87, the Rogue Folk Club was born. 30 years and thousands of concerts later, they're still here, bringing you the best in folk, Celtic, blues, gypsy, jazz, and world music. Proud to be Vancouver's year-round folk music festival. Congratulations to the Rogue Folk Club. Join DJ Michael Laycock, guest DJ Julio Montero, and percussionist Sasha Levin on Saturday, March 18th at the Backstage Lounge for the second anniversary of World Beat Sessions, a night of danceable global grooves. Jamaican reggae sensation Chronix brings his distinctive style to the Commodore Ballroom with Zinc Fence Redemption. That's Saturday, March 18th. For tickets and more information, check out mellowproductions.net. We have a treat for you from Chronix later in this program. Canada's genre-bending string slingers, Sultans of String, they'll be here too. They garnered the 2017 Juno nomination for World Music Album of the Year and celebrate with a feast of raucous reels, ragas, and rumbas at the Centennial Theatre on Friday, March the 31st. Alonzo is next. He's going to be making his way out from Toronto to Vancouver just to join us at the World Beat stage at the 29th annual Concord Pacific Vancouver International Dragon Boat Festival. I'm really looking forward to that. Bringing along a crack band. He's a Chapman stickist, formerly with the band Glue Leg. And he's also gotten really deeply into Spanish guitar. His new album is self-titled, and we're going to hear These Are the Clouds, another masterpiece of audio production. That's next. This is World Beat Canada, our home base. Roundhouse Radio is the place, 98.3 FM CIRH Radio in Vancouver, our city, your voice. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat.
I am took and drugs she found. Sleep way down on the list of things. She boogies on the outside and cries with them. She doesn't like her friends but tries to pretend that she knows them best of all. They don't call her anymore. They don't call her anymore. Stumbling home like a bumbling gnome. She walks down the road until she gets home. And in the morning when she wakes, her eyes do itch and her heart does ache. She knows something's out of place. I can't remember your face.
The way they do dub reggae in Wellington, New Zealand, the Black Seeds and the Bend, Alonzo before that, and These Are the Clouds. Later this hour, we'll be checking in with Jungle Fire. They're on the road promoting a brand new album called Jambu, and we're going to talk all about it and play you another fresh track. Right now, it's your Touch of the Familiar from Sultans of String, who will be joining us at the Centennial Theater Friday, March 31st. And their take on a Canadian music legend. With vocals by the duo Dalla, here is Heart of Gold from Neil Young. Your Touch of the Familiar on World Beat Canada.
These expressions I never give.
That Roomba rhythm really gives lightness and buoyancy and liveliness to that track. Heart of Gold from Neil Young, as interpreted by Sultans of String, with vocals by Dalla. To the Road with Jungle Fire and their new album Jambu. That conversation is straight ahead on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coote. Musicians know when lightning strikes, you stoke the fire. LA's Jungle Fire came together for what they thought would be a one-off jam that sparked a flame in their first full-length called Tropicoso. The Instro Innovators are back with a follow-up album called Jambu. Steve Haney and Alberto Lopez from Jungle Fire are on tour and online with an introduction. Congrats on the album, you guys. Are you enjoying the momentum of this project?
Oh, absolutely. We're real excited about promoting this record.
What was your road to Jungle Fire, Steve? I'll start with you. How did you get to this point?
My road was coming in on the actual second gig. The first gig was, as you mentioned, it was the first gig was just a jam session of put together by Joey Rihanna, the bass player.
Okay.
For just to get a group of guys together to play a party, an event, and he decided to pick a bunch of kind of obscure, rare, like Afro-Latin funk kind of songs that a lot of people don't play live.
Right.
So I came in on the second gig that was booked, and we decided to record a couple tunes. First one was Comen Femos, recording our version of the Fela Kuti song, Let's Start, which we actually covered the Colombian version of Fela's song. So we kind of did our own, like, more of a Latin funk tinge to that song. So that kind of spearheaded that, and that's when I came in.
And how about Alberto?
I actually came in for the recording. I spent a weekend recording this Fela tune, and then we wrote an original, and it's like, great, can you come in and record? So I came in for the weekend to record, and then that's when I recorded both the songs, and then that's what I joined.
Cool. There's a great quote associated with Jungle Fire. If the Godfather of Soul had started a salsa band, it might have sounded a little like Jungle Fire. And that's as good a description of your groove as any, I guess. That Latin influence really sets you guys apart from the groundswell of Afro-funk bands in today's mix. That's Los Angeles channeling through your music, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. It's Los Angeles, but it's also, obviously, you know, Cuba and Colombia. Those kind of rhythm sections that we really enjoy to incorporate into the music.
You mentioned Jerry earlier. Out of the 10 members, are there principal founders of Jungle Fire, like guys who kind of corralled all the great talent together in the band?
I would say with Joey Rihanna, the bass player, getting the foundation of the rhythm section together, yeah, he would definitely be the guy to him, and Michael Duffy,
okay,
the other percussionist.
The band really coalesced at the recording. Before it was 6 or 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the recording, added a couple more players to really flesh out the sound, and it really worked. So it's like, well, shoot, that should be a 10. Actually, it originally started at 90, then added a second guitar player, which is pretty cool.
Cool stuff. What does Jambu refer to? I looked it up, and it's either a guava or it's a line of shoes.
No, Jambu is actually, it's a plant from that's found in the Amazon.
Okay.
And then what's cool about it is that it's like a natural sedative, and it's used a lot to, for example, you know, where people would use like Novocaine for like toothache, or perhaps as a antibacterial, like something to put on a flesh wound to like take away the bacteria and also to kind of numb the pain a little bit. That's what Jambu has traditionally been used for. Then they started putting it in cachaça, which is like the Brazilian national drink, which is a type of rum, a rum-like type of alcohol. So it's really great because you drink it, it numbs your mouth, and then half a second later, there's like an explosion of taste of alcohol from the rum in your mouth from cachaça. We tried it in São Paulo when we went to play over there, and we're just like blown away. It's like, wow, this is the best thing ever.
Does it make you see dragons?
Makes you see dragons.
It's not psychotropic, but it just enhances flavor so much that it's like, whoa, it's like taking a really powerful breath.
Cool. World Beat Canada is on the air with Steve Haney and Alberto Lopez from Jungle Fire. Their sophomore album of Afro-Latin big instro beats is called Jambu. We'll give you another taste in a sec. Keep an eye on their tour dates at junglefiremusic.com. Steve, where in the world has this band taken you so far that's memorable, and where would you ultimately like to perform?
Oh, it's been an amazing ride for the last, I'd say, 5 years. We initially, after recording the first couple 7-inch singles, we went to England for 2 weeks. We got invited to play in England 2 weeks. That was incredible. With having BBC radio coverage, that really kind of helped propel us over there. And then Colombia was amazing. Went to a city called Monfos. We did a Colombian jazz festival, which was an incredible experience and very, like, culturally interactive with a lot of local musicians there. And then we went to Sao Paulo, Brazil, got invited to play there.
We also got invited to play at Lincoln Center in New York City, which is pretty awesome.
That's wonderful. Awesome.
We'd love to play in Canada. We'd love to play, you know, Montreal, Toronto.
Oh, you're missing the best part. That's Vancouver.
Or Vancouver, eh? Vancouver is beautiful.
Well, we've been playing a track that's called NUSAU. What do those letters stand for?
That stands for none of us are strong as all of us.
I like it.
There was a saying that a local friend, DJ in L.A., who had passed away 2 years back, there was a saying that he would say at...
DJ Dust.
Yeah, his name was DJ Dust. He would be like the host of a lot of different parties. They would host DJs and live bands. And it would be a saying, you know, a phrase that he would always like to tell everybody, to remind everybody, none of us are as strong as all of us. And it really was fitting based now with the whole political situation going on, you know, in the world.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, from the beginning, Jungle Fire has been about playing, like, for communities of musicians, of people who really like to come together and express themselves collectively.
Well, thank you guys for the healing power of your music and the gift of your music, and keep on spreading the good work. And I'd like to drive this thing home with L.A. Casa. Can you set this one up for us?
Yeah, La Cosa. La Cosa has many meanings. It's Los Angeles Macosa. It's our tribute to Manu Dibango and Sol Macosa, but Sol from an L.A. perspective. And also the play on the words La Cosa and Spanish are things. So it's like our version of Macosa through an L.A. lens. So everybody enjoying that.
desde ahora mismo y aquí, hacia donde quiera que estés. Parte de mi alma parte a tu encuentro. Sabes que te llevo dentro mío, igual que yo sé que tú me llevas dentro. Se trata de un leve pulsar que se abre camino hacia ti, cruzando las estaciones, constelaciones, los momentos. Digo que esta vida es llevadera solo porque sientes tú lo que yo siento. Donde tú estás, yo tengo el norte, y no hay nada como tu amor como medio de transporte. Desde ahora mismo y aquí, hacia donde quiera que estés, parte de mi alma parte a tu encuentro. Sabes que te llevo dentro mío, igual que yo sé que tú me llevas dentro. Se trata de un leve pulsar que se abre camino hacia ti, cruzando las estaciones, constelaciones, los momentos. Digo que esta vida es llevadera solo porque sientes tú lo que yo siento. Donde tú estás, yo tengo el norte, y no hay nada como tu amor como medio de transporte. En este instante, precisamente, más canto y más te tengo yo presente, más te tengo yo presente. Porque donde tú estás, yo tengo el norte, y no hay nada como tu amor como medio de transporte. No hay nada como tu amor como medio de transporte.
That is Jorge Drexler, kind of a local legend there. The song is called Transporte, and he won the Oscar for it years ago when it appeared on the soundtrack for the biopic Motorcycle Diaries, which chronicled the journey of Ernesto Guevara through South America when he was just 23 years old, and he would go on to become the guerrilla commander and revolutionary Che Guevara. L.A. Cosa, or La Cosa if you prefer, a tribute to Manu Dibango. That was Jungle Fire before that from their new album Jambu. I gotta try some of that stuff. Sounds like an interesting drink indeed. My thanks to Steve and Alberto for joining us. Off to Spain next to hear El Guincho and his old-time tropical sounds sampled with acoustic rhythms. Palmitos Park is straight ahead in the mix on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
third-generation ska from the Montreal veterans The Planet Smashers and their new album Mixed Messages and Tear It Up. Before that, El Guincho from Barcelona and Palmitos Park. Some ballady belly dance music from the brothers of the ballady. Saba Samir gets our last spin. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyra Communications. Check out Kelt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser, both available to you in podcast form. At the iTunes Store is a free subscription, also at Mixcloud. You'll also find us at calcopyrate.com, the blog page where you'll find playlists and players and links to all of the artists. And of course, the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Please start there first. Our last word comes from the incredibly twisted mind of the late and incredibly missed Robin Williams, who said, "If women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars, just intense negotiations every 28 days. We'll be right back. Skyrite Communications.